Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. 11 this morning, Donald Trump set to speak at Trump Tower one day after his historic conviction on felony charges. Let's get the latest from our Glenn Schuck.
Yeah, the world's eyes again on New York City, right? Again this morning. Now, it's pretty quiet here now in the streets around Trump Tower, Susan. I did think maybe there'd be a few people out here for or against Donald Trump when I got here about an hour ago, but there is no one at this point, although quite a bit of crowds are expected here. Supporters, protesters, and probably even just tourists and some people who live in the area want to take a look when Mr. Trump speaks from inside Trump Tower, as you mentioned, at 11 o'clock this morning. Now, going from here, what will President Biden have to say about all of this and the historic Trump conviction? Some advice from political consultant Hank Shinecoff. Beyond written statements, he believes Mr. Biden shouldn't say a lot.
It would not be good practice. We see the president as someone above these kinds of attacks, someone who is the leader of the most extraordinary nation in the history of the world, with all its foibles. We don't see the president of the United States as someone who gets in the gutter with a convicted criminal.
So just taking a look around here and kind of setting the morning in motion here. The NYPD and Secret Service are here. They're along Fifth Avenue, and I'm just watching them still putting up a lot of these barricades, the steel barricades that they put up, probably two blocks worth. Is, again, they are expecting hundreds of people to file in here at some point. Of course, we'll be here. And as you mentioned, Donald Trump will be speaking from inside Trump Tower at 11. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here at Trump Tower.
All right, we'll talk more about political reaction in just a sec. First, next on the agenda, Trump will have an interview with the Department of Probation, which will recommend a sentence to Judge Juan Merchan. That is set for July 11th sentencing and could carry a punishment of 1 to 4 years in prison or just probation, which could be likely considering Trump has no prior convictions. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff was the lead prosecutor in Trump's first impeachment trial.
One of the factors the judge is going to consider is, does the defendant accept responsibility? Does the defendant show remorse? Is the defendant willing to pay restitution? And it's quite clear that that is simply not the case with him.
Schiff noting comments Trump has made outside the courthouse. Yesterday, he had this to say.
And I think it's just a disgrace. And we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end and we'll win because our country's gone to hell.
Well, the conviction does not mean the court battle is over.
Donald Trump emerged from the courtroom and said, "I'm a very innocent man. I will fight to the end." Trump's attorneys plan to appeal the case. And attorney Randy Zellin, an adjunct law professor at Cornell University, believes there are several appealable issues.
Those jurors that were kept on, even though there was a suggestion that they couldn't be fair and impartial. Whether or not the trial was appropriately held in Manhattan, given the anti-Trump bias.
Sentencing is set for July 11th. Trump is free on his own recognizance until then, and he plans to campaign. And Jacob Smith, assistant political science professor at Fordham University, thinks the verdict can impact the election.
Even if it affects 1% of voters in some states. It could be determinative.
If he's elected president, Trump can still serve despite being a convicted felon. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
We are hearing from the Biden-Harris campaign.
It is a statement from the campaign, not from President Biden or from the White House, and it's confined to the impact the verdicts will have on the election. It reads in part, "In New York today, we saw that no one is above the law." That quote is followed by these words, "There is still only one way to keep Donald Trump out of office, at the ballot box." And the statement goes on to say, "Convicted felon or not, Trump will be the Republican nominee for president."
That's Linda Kenyon. Plenty of reaction on the GOP side.
On Capitol Hill, Trump supporters speaking out. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, "These charges never should have been brought in the first place. I expect the conviction to be overturned on appeal." House Speaker Mike Johnson saying, "President Trump will rightfully appeal this absurd verdict, and he will win." Many Republicans vowing to stand behind Trump, regardless of what happens next in this historic case. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis called the verdict a complete but sadly unsurprising miscarriage of justice. Well, Thursday was also an historic day for the man who brought the case.
Manhattan's top prosecutor called the evidence in the case overwhelming.
Call logs, text messages, and emails. They heard recordings. They saw checks and invoices, bank statements, and calendar appointments.
Plus the 22 witnesses. Alvin Bragg bookended his remarks by thanking the jury, and in between compared this case to any other his office prosecutes when asked about what's next.
This is an active ongoing matter, right? We have other phases of this going ahead. We will continue to do our speaking about this matter, about issues like that in court.
Continuing his policy of letting words in court speak for themselves. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Well, the verdict came after less than 12 hours of deliberations. And what was it like inside the courtroom? 1010 Winds was there.
A collective gasp went up in the courtroom when Judge Juan Merchan announced that the jury had reached a verdict. Only minutes before, he said he was going to send them home for the night. Donald Trump steeled himself at the defense table, remained seated as the jury filed in. With microphone in hand, the four-person announced guilty. Guilty, guilty, going down the list of 34 counts. By the fifth count, Trump shook his head in apparent disbelief and disgust. The judge thanked the jury, he said, for being so engaged and working through a stressful and difficult task. The judge set sentencing for July 11th, and on a final note asked, "What is the bail status of the defendant?" Told he's free on his own recognizance, the judge said it could remain the same. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
On the heels of the verdict, the Trump campaign sent out a fundraising request that referred to the former president as a political prisoner. Well, in response, the campaign says that so many supporters flooded the website with donations, the site crashed.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.